Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, the third time's the charm. Beetlejuice is being resurrected on Broadway once again. The show's first national tour will take up space at the Palace Theater, marking an emphatic end to its three-year, 88-city engagement. Performances begin October 8th, just in time for spooky season, for a brief run through January 3rd. Based on the Tim Burton film of the same name, the viral musical follows a strange and unusual goth teenager whose life changes when she meets a recently deceased couple and a peculiar ghost with a thing for pinstripes. The show has had a bumpy road through the years. It originally opened on Broadway in the spring of 2019 to mixed reviews and underwhelming grosses. It was later nominated for 8 Tonys, including Best Musical. With the release of its original Broadway cast recording, the show blew up on social media and quickly became a fan favorite. However, the musical was scheduled to be evicted in mid-2020. The run was eventually cut a few months short due to the raging COVID pandemic, and when the dust settled, Beetlejuice found a new home, where it reopened in April of 2022 and ran for 9 more months. The touring production was a big hit, recouping its investment after just 11 months. It currently stars Justin Collette as the titular ghoul and Madison Mosley as Lydia Dietz. Casting for the Broadway stop has not yet been confirmed. Beetlejuice features an original score by Eddie Perfect, with a book by Scott Brown and Anthony King, choreography by Connor Gallagher, and direction by Alex Timbers. The show has a large producing team spearheaded by Warner Brothers Theater Ventures. Tickets are now on sale at BroadwayDirect.com. A pair of Pulitzer Prize-nominated plays by contemporary American writers will make up the 2025-2026 Broadway season at Second Stage Theater, marking the nonprofit's first full season under the leadership of artistic director Evan Cabnett. First up in the fall is Marjorie Prime by Jordan Harrison, about an older woman whose companion is a hologram of her dead husband. It played off-Broadway in 2015 and was adapted into a movie in 2017. Anne Kaufman is set to direct this production. Then, in spring 2026, the dark comedy Becky Shaw by Gina Gianfrido comes to the main stem. The story follows a blind date that spirals off the rails. It was previously seen at Second Stage's off-Broadway house in 2009. Tripp Coleman will direct. Casting for both plays has yet to be announced. Marjorie Prime begins previews November 20th and opens December 8th at the Helen Hayes Theater. Becky Shaw begins previews at the Hayes March 18th and officially opens on April 8th. Both shows will have limited runs. Individual tickets will go on sale in the coming weeks. For more information, visit 2st.com. A star-studded list of presenters has just been revealed for this weekend's Tony Awards. Broadway's Biggest Night will feature appearances from Aaron Tveit, Adam Lambert, Alex Winter, Allison Janney, Ariana DeBose, Ben Stiller, Bryan Cranston, Carrie Preston, Charlie D'Amelio, Danielle Brooks, Jean Smart, Jesse Eisenberg, Katie Holmes, Keanu Reeves, Kelly O'Hara, Kristen Chenoweth, LaTanya Richardson-Jackson, Leah Michelle, Lea Salonga, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Michelle Williams, Oprah Winfrey, Rachel Bay Jones, Renee Elise Goldsberry, Samuel L. Jackson, Sarah Bareilles, and Sarah Paulson. The Tonys are also getting a new announcer voice this year, none other than the legendary Brian Stokes Mitchell. Watch Cynthia Erivo host the 78th Annual Tony Awards live from Radio City Music Hall this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS and streaming on Paramount+. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses have just been published for the week ending Sunday, June 1st. For the first full week of the 2025-2026 season, total gross went down about 5% as Memorial Day weekend had fallen within the previous week. But across 40 running shows, the industry still took in nearly $45 million, a healthy amount. Most shows saw their grosses decrease slightly last week, but there were a few increases, including from potential Tony favorites Maybe maybe happy ending in Sunset Boulevard, and perennial box office leaders Othello and Good Night and Good Luck, which are both now entering their final week on Broadway. Good Night and Good Luck, starring George Clooney in his Broadway debut, will be live broadcasting its penultimate performance this Saturday night on CNN and streaming live on HBO Max. Elsewhere, in its first full week on Broadway, Call Me Izzy, starring Jean Smart, took in $467,848 over seven previews at Studio 54. Opening night is June 12th. And Grammy nominee Darrell Tank Babs played his final performance in Hell's Kitchen, which made $939,766 at the Schubert. Hamilton alum Christopher Jackson begins as Davis tonight. 24 Broadway shows last week played to at least 90% full houses. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.